It is a wonderful day today. It is the 12th day of Christmas. And of course, on this day, the church commemorates that wondrous occasion when, for the first time, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, was revealed to the nations in the persons of the various magi who came to Jerusalem, three of whose names we know. But there were more than three, with all their camels and dromedaries and all their animals and all the people that came following them to take care of their needs. They came to pay homage, they who were kings in their own countries. They came to pay homage to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And so we see three of them in the cave, Saints Balthazar, Caspar, and Melchior, to whom we should present our petitions on this day. They are not well known, and many people do not pray to them. Their relics are found in the Cathedral of Cologne in Germany, where they receive great homage. But most people who go there are just curious. They wonder, what on earth is this all about? It is because it is the three kings that we know of, the priest kings, that's why they are called magi, who came to worship the Lord of Lords. And of course, our God manifested himself to them in the way in which they were accustomed, by the stars, and sent an angel who looked like a star, and he followed them, and he stopped, and he went, and he disappeared, and then he came back, as we see in the Gospels. They bring him gifts of the very best that they have, reminding us that we too, when we give God, we should give him the very best that we have, not our leftovers. Many people, when they tithe, or say they tithe, they just do it for others to see, and they give in their tithe less than they would for the tip for breakfast on any other given day. So it's very important that we give the very best to our Lord. And I assure you, when we do, he returns it to us. Now these three kings in particular, whom we know, they converted to Catholicism and were eventually ordained priests and bishops, and finally gave their lives as martyrs for the faith. Most people don't know that either. They are not just any old person. They are three kings, three priests and bishops, and the greatest testimony of all, their best, along with the gold, frankincense, and myrrh that they bring to Jesus, which Mary kept and used it for their needs, for their flight into Egypt and their return, and for, eventually, also the burial of her beloved son, Jesus Christ, after he had given his life for our salvation. All these things are one reality, one truth that is not to be separated. The Catholic truth, the universal truth, which is from God himself through his Holy Spirit. And so today, with Saints Balthazar, Caspar, and Melchior, we come to Bethlehem and pay him homage. It is a day of great emotion to me, because ever since I was 2 or 3 years old, I was brought to go to the cave, to go with the kings, to adore the Christ child. And of course, one of the things that made this possible was a great love and faith and fidelity of my parents to the Holy Catholic faith, for which they gave up everything, more than you can possibly imagine. And so today is a day which recalls to me their wonderful testimony, as you should give to your children and grandchildren and others in your life that are like children and grandchildren. So today, we beseech Almighty God to help us, to bless us, and to fill us with all his gifts, And since this is a holy year, this feast, which is already heavily indulgenced, is more so, because this is a holy year, a year in which indulgences are lavished by the Church right and left for almost nothing that we need to do for them. So do not waste these gifts from God that He gives to us through the Church. And in this day, I wish all of you a very happy and blessed Epiphany. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.